Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good morning and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Monday morning, so we are talking about practical Christianity. Does what you believe work? And clearly what we're doing is making sure that the things we are believing are from God. If they're not working in your life, if they're not drawing you into greater dependence on Him, it's not working for Him or being productive or even being like Him, it's depending on Him to make those changes in you. Very often our trying hard, our trying to change ourselves, is what gets in the way. He's perfectly capable, and it's His job to make those changes within us. Our job is to depend on Him. And how do we do that? We learn to hear Him, we get our wounds healed, and we learn how to cooperate with Him in being freed from our flesh. And we've been talking about the difference between our purpose and projects, and for Christians what success is. And we've been looking at what our purpose is now and what hinders our purpose. And the past few sessions, we've talked about hindrances that were, the first one was misconceptions about who we are, about who God is, and misconceptions about what He is doing hinder our purpose now. Then we talked about knowing ourselves according to our temperament that hinders our purpose now. When we see ourselves and accept ourselves as described by our soul, our mind, will, and emotions, that's your temperament, the way your mind, will, and emotions are put together. You are unique in that. But God gave you that temperament. God gave you your soul. There's nothing wrong with it. He likes it just the way it is. In other words, you don't have to temper or change or modify either your strengths or your weaknesses. Not to get along in this world, you and with Him, our goal as far as our temperament is not to be dependent on it in any way, whether in using it to get our needs met or to resist it and deny that that's the way our soul is. We can relate that to our physical attributes. We don't, if you're tall or short, or if you have brown eyes or blue eyes, or if you're blonde or brunette or bald, doesn't really affect who you are. Now, it may affect socially how others treat you, and sometimes how we behave, how we can use our strengths and weaknesses. Just as physically, if you're tall, people, you know, may have all along, all throughout your life, said you should be a basketball player. But being tall is not who you are. It's something about you. Well, likewise in your temperament, things that are about your soul are not about you. They're about your soul, about your temperament. Your soul is something you have, just as you would have other physical attributes. Physical attributes, soulical attributes, and then there's the spiritual attributes. Your spirit attributes are the same as God's attributes. spirit begets spirit, you have been begotten by God. So hopefully that's becoming clearer over time. That leads into, now last week we talked about how, not understanding how God uses circumstances that hinders our purpose now. But today we want to start with talking about how our flesh hinders our purpose now. It's real challenging to use that term because we all come to it with such various and personal understandings to that term. And what we, other terms that have been used for that are self-life, or, you know, basically it's a real challenge. It's not the same thing as physical flesh. Okay, when you see yourself in the mirror, you see yourself in the flesh. Sarx, that's your body. That's not what we're talking about here. What we are talking about is the methods and habits and history that your soul has used over time to get its needs met. When Adam and Eve split from God, they died in their spirit, and it left a big hole. They immediately started to fill that hole, and what they filled it with was flesh. And that flesh was created by their soul. You and I were born with that hole because we were not born connected to God, getting our life from Him. Over time, we quickly learned how to fill that hole. We just filled it with the same garbage since Adam and Eve. Anything we could find. We all want love, acceptance, and significance. We want to be valued. And those are normal and healthy and God-given needs. The problem is, we're standing there with a shovel in this huge gaping hole, this bottomless pit. And the only stuff we have, our goal is to fill the pit, to meet our needs, to become satisfied and accepted and valued. Unfortunately, we're just standing there with a great big shovel. And the only thing we have to shovel in there is our immediate resources, which is lies, manipulation, whatever, and sometimes it's good stuff. But it all goes in that hole. And we've got a shovel, and we use that shovel to fill it in as fast as we can, as much as we can, as much as we are able to. And we use the resources that are available. We look around us and say, what can I use to fill in that bottomless pit? The problem is that bottomless pit is bottomless. You will never be able to shovel in enough to be satisfied, to be loved, accepted, and valued, significant, recognized. You will never be satisfied, no matter how much you shovel, no matter the quality of what you're shoveling, it will never be enough. And you'll never be able to shovel fast enough. Well, the shovel that you're using is a habit. It's a fleshly habit. God's not there in your spirit or filling that hole when you're born. And until you become a Christian, it's bottomless. So we've developed these habits. We've got the shovel in our hands, and we spend all our focus, all our time, sometimes in panic mode, trying to fill in that hole. And so we don't know anything to do but keep shoveling. Now, what we've shoveled into that hole is our flesh. That's the only resource we've got, is how do we deal with stress? We've got the resources that are close by, whether it's other people's emotional support or our own strengths or trying to hide our own weaknesses, you know, success in this world, trying to get love any way we can and acceptance any way we can and value any way we can. And we shovel it in and we try to get more and we try to get better. But everything changes when we become a Christian. God fills in the hole just by his presence. It's a done deal at a single moment beyond time. He fills in your hole. The problem is we are all so disconnected from our spirit that we don't recognize that the hole is filled in. We don't recognize that those needs in our spirit have been met. So when the usual stress comes along, when we're criticized, or when we're angry, or frustrated, or our life seems meaningless, we get back to work with that big shovel. Because it's the only thing we've had in our hands ever, was that shovel. And we continue to reach out with that shovel to whatever's nearby and try to shovel it in that hole. Now again, the hole's filled already. There's no room for that stuff. And God, by his Spirit, is in there, has already filled your hole. And there's flesh in there. And he hates that flesh. There's no room in your spirit for both of you. Now it's a surface thing. Your whole is not you. Spirit is you. You are now a spirit being. So God will not cohabitate with flesh. And he is devoted to getting rid of that flesh. He is devoted to getting rid of the garbage that you've been dumping in that hole. Because it's his place in your life. It's spirit place. And so he is devoted to removing that out of your hole and teaching you how to depend on him without that shovel. Now your shovel may be getting recognition through being productive, or through your physical attributes, being pretty, or good looking, or tall, or a good athlete, or smart, good with numbers. That's your shovel. However you have been meeting your needs without depending on God, that's your shovel. And God's not going to let you continue to do that, because that's keeping you from depending on him. So he's working on your flesh from two different aspects. He's removing the flesh that you've already developed over the years because you had no choice. you had that you had that bottomless pit, and you were doing the best you could. You were trying to fill it with the only resources you had. So he's going to deal with that. He's going to deal with your past flesh. Now, that past flesh was based on lies. Okay? It was based on lies that nobody loved you, that you'd never be good enough, that you'd never be able to measure up. Those are lies. No, they were lies. But because you had not yet embraced the truth and had your hole filled up, you believed them, and God let you. But it's not true anymore for you personally. And so he will not let us continue to believe lies. So he focuses on not only removing the trash out of that hole that he is now inhabiting. You're now filled in your spirit. And he's getting rid of that trash. But he's also in the process of removing the shovel from your hands. So if we don't understand what it is that he's trying to do in our lives, what his goal is, we will instead choose our heaps of garbage more carefully. We will move our little shoveling operation into the church. And instead of maybe shoveling, you know, drugs and a success or sex or, you know, a good relation, marriage or whatever, things that we can see may be destructive to our lives, instead we start shoveling service and sacrifice and giving. But we're still shoveling. We're still doing it ourselves. So flesh is getting our God-given needs met outside of dependence on God alone. It's using our shovel. If we don't understand what our own personal flesh patterns are, what our own shovel is, what we use and what are available, what the garbage is that we're shoveling, and how and why we do that, if we don't understand that, it will continue. We will continue to try to develop more flesh. We will continue to try to shovel in more garbage. And we will, even while God is decreasing the flesh and removing the interference, and the reason he hates that flesh so much is that it interferes. It's a hindrance between our spirit and our soul. And so that interferes with his purpose for us here on this earth. So if we don't understand what flesh is, what our shovel is, and what it is we're doing with it, we will continue to develop that flesh, and we will continue to interfere with dependence on God. So before our nature was exchanged at the cross and the resurrection, the only resource we had available to get our needs met was the flesh. Was using that shovel to get our needs, to try to fill that bottomless pit. But flesh perpetuates our misconceptions. even lying about God, not just about us, but about God. That if we depend on God, if we really give in, if we really just let him have his way on our lives, he will take away the shovel. And he will. But we think that's a bad thing. We are convinced that the only way we have of survival is to cling and use that shovel. It's the only tool we've got. It's the only way we've got of getting our needs met. And so we cling to it and depend on that shovel. Now, it hasn't worked, and it's never going to. But that doesn't stop us from trying harder. We just need to move into that church area or the spiritual area or the God area. And we think, okay, now we can, if we're shoveling the right stuff, then we'll be satisfied. If we attend church every time the door is open, if we do everything that these authority figures tell us to do, then we will fill in the hole. We don't even see that the hole is already filled up. There's not a hole there. We're still just relying on our own lies. We've bought into those lies. We've based all our habits on those lies. So now the changes are so basic that if we don't understand them, if we don't understand the changes God wants to make, they will interfere with the freedom, the peace, the rest, the joy, the satisfaction, the acceptance, the eternal life, the true love that God has waiting for us. Spiritually, you are already experiencing what it's like to have all those needs met. But soulically, as we depend on our flesh, we are interfering with that life from flowing from our spirit to our soul. Flesh tells us that if we really give in to God, bad things will happen. We will lose control. God, our flesh, that shovel has a life of its own and are using it. We've become our own little lord over our flesh and over our strengths and weaknesses. And we use that shovel to get our needs met. So it gives us a sense of control, of self-reliance, of independence, depending on ourselves, self-dependence. And so when God says, give me the shovel, sometimes we try to hit him with it. No, get away from that. That's mine. And he may come from a different angle. He's not going to give up. He's going to get the shovel. You will believe, you will hear from your enemies, including yourself, your own mind, about the flesh, about your shovel, that if you give it up, you'll be without hope. And then God, because the reason God wants to take that shovel is because you've disappointed him so much. He wants to take the shovel because he wants to show you what a worthless soul you are. Because then you won't be able to do anything for him. If he takes that shovel, what will you have? If he takes the shovel, you'll be without any resources. If he takes the shovel, your emotions will go crazy. You will feel abandoned and disappointed and out of control. What's interesting is you will feel out of control, but it will actually be the first time you will be in control, because it's your spirit that will be in control and not your soul. Sometimes this takes a while to get, and many people have grasped what the soul is and what it, how it develops flesh and what their shovel is, but they don't want to let go. And so they'll find an area in their lives that they can hold on to. They'll keep their shovel in their closet. So you can talk to them about freedom in every other area. But if you hit that one area, nope, they've got a shovel there. That's an area they are going to keep control over. But God's not going to let them keep the shovel. And very often, the more we refuse to let him in that closet where we're keeping that shovel, the more he focuses on it. So something to learn quickly is to let him in any closet where we're trying to hide a shovel, to give him that permission and agreement that that shovel is not doing you any good. That hiding that shovel, keeping that shovel from him, is hindering the full force of his life flowing through you. He's going to get it. And the more energy and effort we put into protecting it, the more it becomes his target. Now, he's going to do it in his way, in his timing. But guaranteed, he's not going to cohabitate with your flesh. He's not going to let you keep that shovel. And we may know different. We may believe that. We may understand that whole concept. But your soul has worked so hard at finding ways of lying to you and lying to God that you may know that's true, that he's gonna, that you've given him that shovel and he's gonna get it, he's gonna take it. But often, without knowing, we hide the shovel using our other resources, like our feelings or our behaviors. We do things without thinking, without feeling, or we feel things without, and let those feelings run our lives without stopping to think where that's coming from. So we often unwittingly allow the flesh to continue as head honcho until God sets it up to fail. As we begin to understand our new nature and that all of our needs are met already, that hole is filled in, we will cooperate with God as he consumes our flesh. As we see his, as we experience his cleaning out of our closets, and we find out that when he finds a shovel, he trashes it, but then we feel and are satisfied in that area. Life comes into that area, and we see that it's worth it. We love our flesh. We love that shovel. That shovel is what we use to control. But once he takes it, once we have our hands empty, then we are able to receive. And it's in that receiving of his life, once you've tasted it, nothing else will satisfy. And that's the goodness of our God that draws us to him. You have a personal shovel. And Lord, right now we just ask that any area that we are hiding behind closets, we give you permission to open every closet and clean out every area that is there, that you can express who you are by cleaning out and replacing that shovel with yourself. So we give you permission to do whatever you want, go wherever you want, remove our flesh in any way you choose necessary. And we thank you ahead of time for what we know you're going to do. So thanks for tuning in. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. We'll be getting back together again tomorrow morning at 7:30. Until then, have a great day.